It was an attention getter, a statement that showed the world the United States was serious about using nuclear energy for peace. But when you dig a little deeper, you'll find the humor in the event. It's one of our favorites from 2016, and is part of this Christmas week edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
On July 17, 1955, a reactor known as Borax 3 at the Idaho National Laboratory produced electricity that was placed on the public energy grid about an hour west of Idaho Falls. As Don Miley explains, it was a very important event in world politics.
Borax 3 provided all of the electricity to ARCO, Idaho for about an hour in the middle of the night. They didn't tell anybody they were doing it. Now, the editor of the ARCO newspaper did know, but he agreed, "I will not say anything."
The Soviet Union had claimed the U.S. only used atomic research for weapons, not peace. The event in July of 55 in Idaho helped change that. Kind of.
They waited for the U.S. representatives to stand up in Geneva the next month and proudly proclaim, "The United States has lit an entire city with one nuclear reactor." The announcement was made, a big hush fell over the conference.
So no one in ARCO, Idaho, save the newspaper editor, knew their town had been lit by atomic energy 1 month prior for about an hour in the middle of the night. And no one at the worldwide conference in Geneva knew that the city the U.S. proudly proclaimed to light had only 995 residents.
Then they found out how big ARCO was, and it wasn't that big of a deal, but for the U.S. it is, and ARCO still celebrates atomic days every summer.
The Idaho National Laboratory remains the nation's leading site for nuclear energy research. The first reactor to produce energy here is open to the public for free tours. You can also stop by ARCO, Idaho, which still has signs proudly proclaiming it to be the first place in the nation powered by nuclear energy. Traveling the countryside in ARCO, Idaho, I'm Andrew McRae.